Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moeb Daily Power Up Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning, kicking off another big week here in the Moeb community. And grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor, a great deal of fun, and I do appreciate you coming out here being so loyal. I love the comments. I love people reaching out. I love people talking about what they're getting from the Daily Power Up Call. More importantly, I love to hear you applying it to your business and to your life. And today I want to share something that I truly think you can apply right now. In fact, here's my humble, I want to call it a guarantee, but I will make it a promise. Here's the promise. There's no way for me to guarantee it because it's up to you to actually follow through on it. And I want you to remember that. That's the big difference. If anybody ever guarantees you anything, that guarantee is really predicated on you taking action with it. The guarantee is not for you to simply make a purchase and sit back and hope that the purchase does something for you. Very rarely will that happen in life. But if you take action on things, then you will start to be, you'll start to see what can actually happen for you by pouring yourself into it. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. I want to give you what I think is kind of, you think of it like the secret sauce, the force that binds all the high performers together and helps them achieve big things in their business and life. And I will promise you, I won't guarantee you because it's up to you, but I'll promise you that when you put this into action, it will change your business. It might even change your life. I love going to live events. Recently, I've had the privilege of booking as a speaker at two really cool events that are coming up. And what I love about doing live events, it's far more, I think, even impactful than doing a webinar, far more impactful than doing a podcast, is when you're at a live event, you can actually shake hands with people, you can spend time with them, maybe share a meal or a drink, go eyeball to eyeball, and actually get to know people. And I will tell you that in my career as a professional speaker, and as a high-performance strategist, working with really great people and having colleagues in the industry, what I've learned is there's certain things about high performers that are consistent across the board. Doesn't matter whether you're a speaker, a coach, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're an executive. The people that are really hitting the hammer and driving the nail home, the people that are really, really making a significant difference, not just in their own lives, but in the lives of the people that they reach and impact, those people have a certain way about them that's different than the typical person. The people that are the real deal, and you know who I'm talking about. If you look around and you think about the people that are really, that make an impact in your life, if you look at the people that you look up to, the people that you see and sort of aspire to and say, you know what, that is an example of somebody who's got it going on, you will find that they have what I'm going to list is five things. There are five specific things that they do on a daily basis. And it's not just a doing thing, it's a being. I want you to be very clear on this. It's not just about a checklist that they go through on a daily basis to do. It's a way of being. It's a part of their character. It's a part of who they are. It's a part of their overall, you know, sort of human being part of who they are. It's their makeup. It's in their DNA. And if you think about it, anybody who's ever been successful at anything has the following five things. So I want you to listen along, think about that as you start off your week this week, and think about how much of this, quote, secret sauce is inside you right now. Whenever I connect with really awesome people, and they're, quote, successful, and like you've heard me say many times, we all have our own definition of success, I find that they're able to achieve that success for themselves, whatever their definition of it is, by having the following five things. And the first one is an undying belief in themselves. They have an undying self-belief. Now, there might be times when their self-belief wanes a little bit, but it never dies. There might be times when they're up against tough challenges. They might be going through a dark patch. They might be going through a period where, you know, things aren't exactly the way they want them to be. And by the way, every truly successful person I've ever met has gone through chapters of this, not chapter, but chapters plural in their life. By the way, I kind of want to say this almost as a sidebar, a caveat to this. There seems to be a willingness to accept that pain, that challenge, that struggle that successful people have over not so successful people. people that kind of live mediocre, average lives have a tendency to complain about tough things, challenges. Whereas the really ultra-successful people, it's not that they seek out challenge. It's not like they're trying to make their lives difficult or painful. But when those difficult or painful times come up, they do not back down. They don't take the woe is me or why me. They have kind of a why not me attitude about it. I got this. I can handle it. It sucks. I'd rather not have it. But they understand that they believe in themselves so much that they know that they can get through it. And personally, that undying self-belief, my personal opinion, is it's born out of self-respect. If you respect yourself, then you know that you've already won. If you respect yourself, you know that it doesn't matter whether it's a sunny day or a cloudy day or a stormy day, you got it. You know that there are going to be times where awesome opportunities are going to come up and then they're going to flitter away. It doesn't change who you are. You know that when those awesome opportunities come up, you've got to have the courage to take the action on them. But you have that self-belief in yourself, that belief in yourself to follow through with it. And that undying self-belief is born out of self-respect. If you respect yourself, you'll believe in yourself. Think about it. If there are people that you believe in, you can't do it if you don't respect them. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be a teacher, could be a mentor, could be a friend, it could be a family member, somebody who you deeply respect. If you believe in that person, there's a part where you respect them, and vice versa. It's a flip. You know, the flip side's true. If you believe in somebody, you have to respect them. But if you respect them, there's a sense that you really truly believe in them. So why not have that for yourself? I find that to be tremendously true for the ultra successful. Number two is that they all have a catalyst. And a catalyst is that spark, right, where somehow they drew a line in the sand and they made it a must. Their success in their business, their success in their life, their relationships were born out of a moment when things perhaps weren't as great as they wanted them to be. It's very interesting. People always want life to be great. They want things to go their way all the time. But I got news for you. If there's no pressure, if there's no friction, if there's no resistance, then it's very difficult to have anything to push against. We don't become stronger living in a vacuum. We don't build muscle in zero G, zero gravity. We build muscle when we have that pressure of gravity pulling us down. When we go to lift the weight and it's heavy, that's how the muscle is built. When we build a business, we don't want it to go fruitless or go perfectly easy. That would be fruitless, right? If everything went the way we wanted it to, everybody said yes, we closed every single sale, it would be very difficult to become great at what you do. Yeah, you'd make a lot of sales, but over time, you'd become very lazy, very complacent. You'd take it for granted. So when we see something that's a challenge, a frustration even, we have to welcome it as a catalyst, turn it into a catalyst, reframe it and say, this is my spark. This is my launching point. This is the place where I pivot and turn in the direction I want to go. One of the most essential aspects to success is to have a catalyst, a point in time when you draw a line in the sand and say no more, or you draw a line in the sand and say this is where it begins. A catalyst is something we all have, and typically speaking, what I have found in my experience of not just my own life, but living life and being associated with and networking with and being connected to some really powerful people, successful people, what I've noticed is their catalyst rarely came in a time when things were going great. It came at a point of great heartache, a great confusion, great frustration, great disappointment. And so instead of running away from those moments, they run at them and they get to work. Now, there's another aspect to this, number three, that I want to talk about, and I want you to think about yourself as this applies to your business and your life. What I've noticed about tremendously successful people is they all have a star to hitch their wagon to. What do I mean by that? They have someone, typically, sometimes it's something, that they've connected themselves to and said, I'm going to follow in that path. I'm going to go down that road. Now, sometimes it's a mentor. You might look at somebody who's been successful, maybe they've built a business, and you want to be a part of that. And Moab might be an example of that. You might see Matt Lloyd as the star that you hitch your wagon to. But what I've found is that the really successful people create their own star. They see themselves as a star. And in the beginning, it's difficult. If you're trying to create your own brand, if you're trying to look for that, you know, that sort of belief system where people go, hey, that person right there, they're successful. Sometimes it's difficult because you're brand new and nobody's ever heard of you. You don't have the brand recognition of a Moeb or a Matt Lloyd. So you hit your wagon to that star, and that's cool. It's great. Over time, though, these very tremendously successful people, what they do is they create their own star of themselves. I'm not talking about becoming a superstar or an ego-reflecting star. I'm talking about where they recognize their own value. They say to themselves, I have what it takes to be a beacon of light for somebody else. I have what it takes to be a leader and show other people the way. And what's interesting about it is for some of these high performers, it happened over time. For some of them, they woke up and said, I will aspire to be the best version of myself every single day, and I will lead people, even if right now nobody knows who I am. Even if right now I don't have a whole lot to show for it, I believe enough in myself, I respect myself enough, I love myself enough that I'm going to develop myself into that star, and other people can hitch their wagon to me. It's more than just a brand. Understand what I'm talking about here. It's more than just being noticed and acknowledged and loved and adored. We're not talking about just that. That might be part of it. And if it is, there's no shame in that. But that's not the end game. We're not looking for fame. We're not looking for accolades. We're not looking for people to adore us just because we have some catchy tagline or we're a successful person who's made a lot of money. No. What we're looking for is to be exceptional at what we do, to communicate what we do, to give people the tools to do it for themselves. That's what a superstar does. And I'm not talking about a superstar in the sense of some sort of celebrity or self-appointed guru status. I'm talking about the ability to actually influence people, to inspire them to move forward, to give them something that they can hang on to. And you can do that right now. You can start to develop that right now. It starts with believing in yourself, of course. It starts with investing in yourself. It starts with doing the work every day and being consistent with it, not necessarily always being awesome. There are going to be days where you're going to lay a dud every now and then, and that's fine. But if you don't at least show up to it every day, then how are you going to know? Become the star that other people hitch their wagon to. And if you need somebody to hitch your wagon to in the beginning, that's fine. Just remember, you don't have to be a hanger-on. You don't have to be a fanboy or a fangirl. Go out there and develop your own muscle. Develop your own skill set. Develop your spread your wings. Develop that wingspan that will allow you to create the lift, to lift not just yourself, but to lift others. Next, you've heard me say this many times. I have yet to meet a successful person, particularly the ultra-successful, that don't have a big, strong why. And I'm not talking about money. I hear these guys talking about, hey, I want to build a $50 million or a $25 million or even a $100 million company. That's not a why. That's an aspiration for sure, maybe a goal. It's barely a mission. A why is something that compels you to do it. And if that thing were to go away, you would still go out and do it. So a friend of mine was saying this. He said, do you know what would happen if I was, he's a speaker, by the way. This guy's a speaker, and he's also a tremendous coach. He's like, you know what would happen if all of a sudden there was some political regime that came in and made what I do illegal? I could never speak. I could never coach anymore. Instead, I had to go get a job working at some fast food restaurant. Do you know what I would do? And I said, I don't know, man. You'd probably shrivel up and die. He's like, no, I'd go get that job at that fast food restaurant, and I would continue to speak and continue to coach and continue to lead because that's what I do. That's all I know how to do. It's his why. He would do it in the face of any. You know, if you go back, even if you go back and you read about the Nazi concentration camps and how the Jews were in, some of the Jewish prisoners, they had a sense of a beautiful life, the sense that they were going to be okay. And typically, a lot of those made it through. Viktor Frankl is a great example of this. If you ever read about Viktor Frankl or his book Man's Search for Meaning, you'll start to see that there's a sense of purpose and why behind people. It doesn't matter what their circumstances are. You know, we can look at somebody who's ultra successful and say, well, it's easy for them. They've got it made in the shade. We forget about the journey, though, that got them there. We forget about the hard times, the tough times. We forget about the uphill battle. We forget about the wind in the face and the rain in the head. We forget about those things. We forget about the pain and the agony. What we don't realize is that it's not easy for them just because they've arrived. In fact, in some cases, because you have built tremendous success, you've built a successful business, you've got a lot of money coming in, whatever your version of success is, sometimes it's even harder. It's even more of a challenge because now it's not about building, it's about maintaining, it's about not losing, it's about scaling. It's a different set of skill sets when you become that successful, but you learn and develop those skills on the journey, on the climb. They have a big, strong why that drives them to want to develop those skill sets. It doesn't just compel them, it impels them, it pushes them forward, it propels them into a place where they have to. It's a must because it's their why. And finally, you've been hearing me say this almost every time. The most successful people I've ever met in my life all take massive action. They just do. They get real about their excuses. They make their answers bigger than their excuses, and then they get to work. They get serious about the commitment that's necessary in order to create the results, create the success. For them, that's far more important, far more powerful, far more valuable than any excuse could ever be. Because excuses are comfortable. They're warm. They can be enticing. They can be soothing. We can make an excuse and say, I don't have the time, don't have the money, don't have the know-how. It's too hard, too expensive, too soon, too late, too big, too small, whatever it is. And those excuses feel amazing because we get a little bit of that dopamine rush because all of a sudden we're enforcing our will on the dream that's staring us in the face. We're screaming back at it, that fear. We're telling it, go away, trying to pound our chest and act tough with it with our excuses, right? But the excuses are holding us back. They're choking us slowly. Their claws are around our neck, our throat, squeezing the life out of us. It takes a lot of courage and a lot of strength to take massive action. And that's why the ultra successful are successful, because they found the courage within to actually take the action in the face of fear, in the face of doubt, in the face of confusion, or in the face of not having all of the answers or all of the resources. They found a way. Today and every single day, you can have the same secret sauce, the undying self-belief that's born of self-respect, the catalyst that makes it a must, that point in time, that pivot point when you plant your foot in the ground and shift direction, to have that wagon to hit your, or that star to hit your wagon to, or become the star to hit your wagon to have that big strong why, and of course to take the massive action that supports the big strong why. The beautiful part about all of this is possible for you. You can take this secret sauce, implement it into your business and your life right now, today, and in so doing, become the example that other people can follow, something that draws inspiration for them, something that says that's what's possible, and they see you do it by leading through that example, then they take the action, and it creates a tremendous bow wave. It creates a shock wave, if you will, that creates an influence and an impact throughout the entire world. Pretty powerful stuff for a simple, humble little entrepreneur. It's up to you to decide whether or not you do it. And if you decide to do it, don't wait, don't delay. Do it today and do it every day. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moav Daily Power of Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.